You're listening to SBS News.
That's it, Miss
For many Australians, learning to swim is an integral part of their childhood. But with COVID-19 lockdowns sweeping much of the nation, the vast majority have been forced to stay out of the water due to stay-at-home orders over the course of this year, leaving little opportunity for children to take lessons. New research shows 1 in 2 Australian children are not learning to swim, with 27% of those unable to attend lessons due to COVID restrictions. That's according to new data commissioned by a Swim Safe report, prompting concerns from experts who warn a lack of exposure could heighten the risk of drowning this summer. Swim Australia ambassador and former Olympian Liesl Jones says it's vital that children learn how to swim.
Swimming is a life-saving skill, yet 54% of Australian children are not currently in lessons because some families can't afford it. I know firsthand the impact it has when there is a drowning incident in a family. It affects every single person throughout that family, and so it's so important to have that skill so that children can be safe and comfortable around water.
The pandemic has seen 1/4 of children out of the pool for a 6 to 12 month period, with 16% not having attended swimming lessons for over a year. The figures are alarming, with over half of all parents not confident their child could help themselves in a water-related emergency. Leah Carmody is a mother and her son is Theo. She shared a close call Christmas Day story about her son.
Theo was actually right at the end of the pool, probably 5 to 10 metres away, and he was just walking around, and then we just hear a big splash and I was seated, so I immediately threw the chair back, went flying to get him to cut across the pool. He was sort of not choking, but he was looked like he was struggling, but he was definitely trying to hold himself up. So I jumped in and got him and lifted him out, and he was really upset.
With summer fast approaching, Swim Safer are launching a national campaign to help children make up for lost time. Over 500 schools will be taking part, with the aim of reducing barriers for parents by generating funds to help families afford swimming lessons next year. Swim Australia Ambassador Brendan Hall says it's about encouraging children to become more accustomed to being in the water.
Learning to swim as a kid is really important, because what other sport in life has the potential to actually save your life? And especially with summer coming up, you know, you might be going to a mate's house, they might have a pool, or you might be going to the beach as a family and there's a lot of water there. So being able to swim is just a safety mechanism.
He says the onus is on parents to keep their children safe.
Swimming's brought a lot of joy to my life, but swimming is also a lot more important than just having fun. It's also about being safe. I think it's your duty as a parent to make sure that your kids are safe in the water, so enroll them now.
Despite all this, Australia has one of the lowest drowning rates per capita. But according to a James Cook study of over 2,000 unintentional drownings, nearly 30% of those were from migrant backgrounds, with 29% of Australia's population comprising people who were born overseas, and 20% of all people having one parent born overseas. Having those swim skills can be a matter of life and death. Swim Australia Ambassador Alexander Graham says now more than ever, people should invest in their swim skills.
Learning to swim is so important in Australia. It is a life-saving skill that you could take anywhere around the country, wherever you go. To be an ambassador for Swim Safer Week means everything to me. Swimming has been such a massive part of my life, and to think there are kids out there in Australia that don't know how to swim yet or can't swim is a big problem. My message to parents would be to enrol their kids into swimming lessons as soon as possible. With summer coming up, it's more important than ever.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.